For a Song. I'm your host, Carrie Ray, coming to you from the majestic hills of Brown County. Just when we thought we saw buds at the end of the tunnel, winter has settled decidedly here in southern Indiana. Temperatures of a negative sort and a blanket of white have visited for many days now, and the little intrepid wood stove ticks happily along with its belly full of fire. You see, around here this time of year, everything slows down a bit. Moves a little slower. Like molasses in... Well, we all know that one, don't we? Anyway, to a great degree, seeing the transformation back to a sleepy little town is refreshing, if just for a few months. Another important thing slows down, too. The local economy. For many of us, belts tighten right along with budgets during the harshest winter months. Living simply and within your means is worn like a badge of honor in this little corner of the world. But it is no more broadly ascribed to than during the freeze. The line between need and want becomes much sharper, and the wise words of our friend Mr. Packer become a near mantra. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. Since I've been practicing this way of being in earnest myself lately, I started wondering how that approach might apply to the art of songwriting. I first boiled it down to its essence. Another great songwriting tool, by the way. But we'll get to that in a future installment. Remind me, won't you? Yes, as I was saying, its essence. Which to me is about making or getting the most out of what you have. That's pretty broad. So let's focus on things like relationships, occurrences, circumstances. Things you've seen, stories you've been told or witnessed yourself. Especially ones that have moved you in some way. To tears, to laughter, to anger, to joy. Something as fleeting as a sunset or as enduring as a mother's love. Everything in and around you is fodder for songwriting. And the great news is, we all have an ample supply of material. We are all experiencing life. It's one of the main things we're here to do. And great songwriters don't necessarily lead more interesting lives than anyone else. They just have the ability to observe and describe the experience of living at a heightened level through a combination of gift and grind. And some of the best songs are squeezed from the lemons of life. For example, Joni Mitchell wasn't able to attend Woodstock. Yet she wrote a song by the same name that likely captures its spirit best because of her unique perspective from the outside in. Her story, told by the average person, would be, "Oh, there was this great music festival, but I didn't get to go and I'm bummed." But coming out of her, it sounded like this. "We are stardust, we are golden, and we've got to get ourselves back to the garden." Many of you commented on how clever you thought it was that I worked my broken leg into a recent episode of For a Song. Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. I didn't work it in. I used it, like I use all of my experiences, to feed into my creative process. Sometimes I find nothing I feel like using at the time. Sometimes there's nothing I feel like using ever. But at this point, I'd say I'm always unconsciously scanning the script of my life for little jewels to lift. If this isn't something you've practiced, you'll likely have to do so with impetus at first. But once you focus in this way for a while, you'll find your existence to offer more fertile ground than you once imagined. When that moment comes, do the world a favor and go write about it. I'm Carrie Ray. Join me next time on For a Song. If you have ideas, questions, or topics you would like to have covered on For a Song, please send them along. You can reach me via the contact page of my website, carrieray.com. That's C-A-R-I-R-A-Y.com. Thanks for listening.